Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. U.S. President Donald Trump showed the world a thumbs-up gesture as he left the White House Friday for hospital treatment for COVID-19. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Described as feverish and fatigued after treatment with an experimental drug therapy for the new coronavirus, President Trump made a point of walking out of the White House to a waiting helicopter, dressed in a suit with a mask on his face, giving reporters a thumbs up. Before leaving the White House, he taped an optimistic video.
I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well.
President Trump is expected to spend a few days at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and continue his official duties. White House officials say they're expecting more virus cases. The president has consistently downplayed social distancing and concerns he might be vulnerable. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Leaders and prominent figures from around the world Friday sent their best wishes to the president and his family after they announced that they had coronavirus. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres sent his best wishes to President Trump and First Lady Melania for a quick and complete recovery. The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, tweeted his wish that Trump and his wife have a full and speedy recovery. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who had his own bout with COVID-19 earlier this year, sent his best wishes to the president and First Lady. And India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel all wish the president well. This is VOA News. More people within the president's inner circle are reporting that they have COVID-19 or taking precautions after attending the same events. Former advisor Kellyanne Conway tweeted late Friday that she tested positive for the coronavirus days after attending a White House event with several others who had since come down with COVID-19. Conway attended the Rose Garden announcement Saturday, where President Trump announced his nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. Among the attendees, Republican Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, the president of the University of Notre Dame, and Mr. Trump himself. Democrat Joe Biden offered sympathy to President Trump over his coronavirus diagnosis Friday, while casting the moment as a reminder of the worldwide health crisis that has hit the United States particularly hard. In remarks at a Michigan campaign event, a Democrat, Biden says that the nation needs to be more vigilant about slowing the spread of COVID-19.
We need to take the science of fighting this disease seriously if we're going to save lives. And above all, the news is a reminder that we as a nation need to do better in dealing with this pandemic.
And Biden said it's not going to go away automatically. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning that the world is living in the shadow of nuclear catastrophe, fueled by growing distrust and tensions between nuclear-armed nations. The UN chief told a high-level meeting to commemorate the recent International Day for Total Elimination of Nuclear Weapons that strains between the countries have increased nuclear risk. Without naming any countries, Guterres said programs to modernize nuclear arsenals threaten a qualitative nuclear arms race, not to increase the number of weapons, but to make them faster, stealthier, and more accurate. Lebanon has asked Interpol to arrest the captain and owner of a ship responsible for bringing highly explosive cargo into Beirut's port.
State media reported that the requests have been made for the men without naming them. Two men, Boris Prokoshev and Cypriot-based Russian businessman Igor Grekushkin, were confirmed as the captain and owner respectively by security and judicial sources. Russia's National Interpol Bureau declined to comment, while a spokesman for Cypriot police said they received no such request. 2 months since the explosion, questions still remain about why and how the cargo of ammonium nitrate was abandoned in Beirut.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.